there is the first and foremost service of Jana. There is no difference between the holy name and Lord Krishna. So actually it is service to Krishna, but we are serving through the holy name. So holy name is service. Our chanting becomes service. It's not something should be like oblivious other kind of understanding. Service begins from chanting. So when you chant Hare Krishna, you are already starting to engage in the devotional service. Without chanting, there is no devotional service ever beginning. So, service to the holy name is service to the Supreme. Because in Kali Yuga, no other methodology is going to work independently. We are aiding this service. It is a company just to foster the Bhagavad Vidhi of chanting of Hare Krishna. So the idea is that our activities should also become service. Our approving the methodology how to put up the determination at work, acceptance of the vows in front of the deities, the Prabhupada, and all the devotees, and fire sacrifice, that is the best. So it fosters our confirmation to the tendency of the holy name. So, whenever we chant, everything is clear, and then and then our heart will be purified, and then all this thing. Krishna helps to those who want to help themselves. And I'm like that. So, this is the combination of both Bhagavad Vidhi and Pancharatra. Narada Pancharatra, even Krishna speaks to Uddhava in the heart for how to worship. So, for any activity which is called karma, but it has to be turned into yajna or an act of sacrifice. So, yajna manifesting at the same time, yajna purush Vishnu is accepting all of the worships. Because we worship the Supreme Personality of God, Lord Shri Krishna, to samajnana. So, we need to establish harmony between our process and our determination that we are taking the vows. So, generally in the first initiation, we make devotees aware of the offenses which might be knowingly or unknowingly committed. This kind of offenses to be clarified. When our chanting becomes offenses, that is called pure chanting. Otherwise, we may not be chanting actually, but it is called chanting in abhas. Abhas means it's clearing state. After the power in the holy name itself is going to clear. But in the beginning of our chanting is abhas means clearing stage. Just like in the morning you may see the mist, but it's only the power of sunlight that creates. Power of sunlight or absence of sunlight creates abhas. In the night only the fog happens. But as soon as the sun comes, fog starts disappearing. So, in Harinam Chintamani, Haridas Thakur was a Muslim, but he knew he's a Brahma Haridas. He knew the significance of the efficacy of the Holy Name. So, when we study that, Haridas Thakur says, that the Lord is perceived in His manifested energies. Potency is heaven. Potency of the Holy Name, which is a prescription coming from Kali Santarana Upanishad, that is the only remedy. This is the pure change. We are not taking any other process. All you chant this, not all you chant that. No, that is bogus. There is another way. Authority comes from Shastra, then the Parampara, and then the Guru, and it is there conveyed. So, it's pretty important that we try to become familiarized with the system. It's because our endeavors are many. It is not left on our own religion, the guidance, the confirmations. This is not a blind system. It's not a tradition. But the tradition is on the importance of taking diksha according to the method. In Dwapara Yuga, there were dikshas. The system was only Brahmanical upper caste. In Kali Yuga, everybody is born Shudra. So the system has been changed. It is a recommendation of the Yuga. Yuga Avatar brought this system. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Sanatana Goswami to write Harimukti Vilas, to treatise on the methodology of starting from Vaishnava etiquette all the way to put up daily sacrifices. So how one can become very crystal clear in the approach to the Supreme Absolute who is spectral. So our clarity, our mindset, our activity in the land becomes completely meaningful. Since we have to live the life of the reality. Otherwise, we simply go in very fantasy. Now, the 10 offenses that we emphasize, they are also given in Parampara. And knowingly and unknowingly, we keep on coming. But once you are taking determination, then at least you are aware not to commit. That awareness generally is not available to people in general who are simply chanting. But those who want to make spiritual progress, they become clear and clear and clear. Chanting Krishna is very sweet, everybody likes it. But, just like the sugar coming out from sugar mill, it is contaminated with so many stuff, But we take the same sugar, make solution, sediments will settle down, but at the same time, we put up a crystal of the sugar, and it finds a rock can be around within no time. So, sweetness is increasing. When our maturity or crystallization ourselves. So, offenseless chanting is like offenseless chanting can liberate us. Offensive chanting can liberate us. But offenseless chanting can take us back home back to God and loving people for ourselves. Otherwise, we will not. So, offenseless chanting is can be only done on our endeavor of remembering the offenses. So, we daily recite in the temple 10 offenses. So, first and foremost offense is to blaspheme a devotee who has dedicated his life and profited from it. We are not supposed to criticize as a devotee on the basis of his caste, creed, color, or sex, or any other our apparent, animal is being man. No. Because Krishna's potency is invested in him, therefore he is able to preach the glories of the Holy Name. Right? It's not a show, but actually it manifests. And then and then he can help others to push forward. So, to blaspheme means to criticize or negate him or abuse such devotee or ostracize. Haridas Thakur was ostracized because he was a Muslim, but he was chanting the Holy Name. So Muslims could not understand, and they went and said, "This our own is chanting Hindu glory." And the Qazi says, "Ah, it's haram." So they ordered him to be punished with 22 martyr cases. But Haridas was protected by him. And their program failed. So Haridas somehow come out of their purchase. But he started preaching. And he never, even offended the tormentors. His tormentors were fellow Muslims, but they did not understand the significance of the Holy Name. Their knowledge is restricted, but the Holy Name is given in every religious scripture. So to blaspheme a devotee who has dedicated his life and propagated to the Holy Name, it's the greatest offense on the Holy Name. Holy Name and the one who is spreading the Holy Name. There is no difference. Because Krishna Shakti Vina Nihikara Prabhupada. Nobody can make any effort to preach to him without the invested potency of Guru. We do not know the potency, but at the same time, potency is there. When people are inclined to make their progress, there is a potency there. But it is not my own. It's Krishna Shakti. I have nothing on my own. I did not bring it home. I was a helpless person when I was born. But Krishna enabled me. There is the milk and village, the air, to breathe. So all these things have to be understood from the perspective of the chant. So even if we have mutual dealing, and sometimes we take it for granted and criticize one another, that's not important. That's completely obstructive. Because of our commonality in taking shelter of the Holy Name, we will become humble. That is the result. Not proper. We should be Chaina, Tarogati, Sahishnana, Amani Namana Deva Kitanasada. It is not a material, physical, or social event to chant the Holy Name. It is spiritual event, right? So, that is the first and foremost offense. Even the Vasamani was punished. The Vasamani went to Ambarish Maharaj in a critical time because he was hearing so many glories of Ambarish Maharaj. That is a very pure king, and his performing all his activities. Welfare of everyone, where that kind of king would be found. So he said, "No, let me go and check. I will not accept him as
So, Durvasa Muni arrived on the southern morning of Dwadashi, where the Dwadashi fast was to be. He was cheered at Parna, breaking the fast time with his Chakotan Shore. So, he said, Ambarish, I have come at your doorsteps, but I want to take Parsaka to the river, and I'll take all my 1,000 disciples along with me. I'm coming. Ambarish said, yes. And meanwhile, the time of breaking the fast was going to come. So Ambarish asked his ministers, in case Durvasa becomes late, what should we do? We have read the fast on time. And Durvasa Muni was using that critical moment for testing Ambarish Maharaj. So he was deliberately not judging. So Ambarish Maharaj was told that profusely charanagati, because it's water, it will break the fast. But at the same time, it will not break the fast. So there is nothing. After all, there is no food value in the water that has washed the lotus feet. It's water anyway. So, and nowadays people put sugar in so many things so people can see our sweetness. No, that's a little cheating. But idea is sipping water to break the fast as well as not break. So that is the very injunction. And so Ambarish Maharaj took Durvasa Muni by his yogic power. Can you know that Ambarish has frozen the fast without him? And he came, in so much angry mood. And Ambarish, you are an impostor. You are transgressing the Vedic etiquette, that I am the senior. I have to be here in front of you, and then there you can get the fast. Ambarish Maharaj was simply hearing and did not protest. But therefore, Durvasa became more angry, and he pulled out some tuft of hair and chanted mantra and created a name of Kudiman to kill Ambarish Maharaj. He was that much angry. The demon came and, went to Ambarish Maharaj to kill him. But all of a sudden, Sudarshan Chakra from the Lord killed the demon and then started chasing Durvasa. Durvasa said, oh, looks like my game is spoiled. So he started running to save his life. And the yoga girl is so that he went to his father's home, Shivji. And his Lord Shiva's son. So Ambarish Maharaj was just he did not know what's happening, but he was just praying to grow. Durvasa Muni tried to save his life. His father, Lord Shiva, saw that Sudarshan Chakra is following Durvasa. So he was, he approached, father, father, save me. He said, you are a fool. I am ashamed that you are my son. Sudarshan Chakra, if he is following, you must have done something wrong. Get out, I cannot keep you. So he went to Brahma. And Brahma said, this is not my department. He protects anybody. Those who are born, they are destined to die sooner or later. So he said, okay, let me go to Vishnu and beg his forgiveness to save me because it is his Sudarshan Chakra. And when he came to Vishnu, Vishnu said, oh, I did not know my Sudarshan Chakra went into the left. Why? Because Krishna gives energy in the form of his associates, like Sudarshan is a personality. They are both serving him in such a spontaneous devotional service that
पराशक्ति विधिस्तुते स्वभावी सुप्रीम नचतस्य कारणं प्रपंचु. There is no force for him. Not that anybody has to force him to do anything. Krishna is the master, the supreme. He is the owner of mind, or whatever you say. Supreme controller. Does he have anything to do because he is his energies are going to react on his behalf, knowing Krishna's nature. Krishna doesn't have to order. Hey, Sudarshan Chakra, it is time for you to go. No, no. Hey. And therefore Vishnu said, I know. Where did it go? So you can also not say anything. He said, no. Then Durvasa Muni came, hard way to know that he has offended the true devotee and given the Lord Vishnu for the devotee. Even the holy name is not the devotee. If you chant Hare Krishna Bhava Putra just to counteract the blasphemy of the devotee, it will never succeed. Because the holy name itself has been offended. So, one who is offended, he is ready to forgive, but at the same time, the personality, he is representing the supreme, absolute truth. So, unless and until one falls down piteously at the feet of the offended devotee, then and then, because he is waiting for him for you. Sometimes, you know, it is customary that I can offend my friend anyway. And then we don't beg forgiveness. But then our maturity in realizing the holy name will not come. Right? So that means holy name is stand still and will not affect us to purify us. So holy name is not going to happen. Unless and until the Vasa Muni came and begged for forgiveness, and Kamalish Maharaj, only you can help me, please forgive me, and pray Sudarshan Chakra, and so everyone kills. Kamalish Maharaj was there, and he chanted beautiful prayers to Sudarshan Chakra, and his then and then. You can go to the other side. So, that is the first and foremost offense. It cannot be mitigated by the holy name. From second to tenth offense, all offenses will take time. If we commit offense, the holy name will purify us. But holy name will withdraw the mercy if we offend the person who is a devotee and he is propagating the holy name. Second offense is to consider the names of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva to be independent or equal to the name of Lord Vishnu. Brahma is the secondary creator, which Lord Shiva is the transformation. They are not the original person who created the entire cosmic manifestation. Either they have created any spiritual aspect. It is Krishna who is all spiritual, he is expanding. But the Jivas supposed to be placed who are emptiness. Because of emptiness with Jiva in the desire, with the desire of Krishna, our self-consciousness. So when he is talking and meeting Krishna, devotees, and little bit, then we will progress faster. So the names and the personalities are not important. So how can we equate the original personality, Govinda Mahadev, who's the first living entity, and Lord Shiva is the transformation of the secondary Sankarsana, who is expanding himself for the purpose of creation, sustenance, and dissolution. So these are functions in the material world. These are not the functionaries of the spiritual world. Material world and spiritual world are different. These personalities who are very important devatas to manage the purpose of creation and dissolution. But they are the expansion of the Supreme. So how can an expansion is equal to the origin? Expansion is having lesser potency. We can't say they have equal potency. None of them are able to use leverage. Neither Shiva nor Brahma. Only Mukunda, Lord Shiva, Lord Krishna, he is capable to use the leverage. So their business is to push forward to the lotus of Krishna. They are not independent. So how come their names are to be independent? People do not know. This is the system we will live in. And here they want to worship demigods and as if you know, they are doing right and this. Yeah. They don't understand the spiritual perspective of absolute creation. Yes, we are true, we are not fake. But we live fake in temporary situations. The third offense is to disobey the orders of spiritual master, means spiritual instructions. That will come from time to time. You will also clarify by your inquiries of this. So, spiritual instructions are the only business. And a spiritual guidance, how to mend the life and how to protect our progeny that can remain spiritual. These are the subject matter. Even in the household life, even in brahmachari life, in one personal life, and sannyas life also, we have to constantly strive in all the sport ashrams that everybody is passing through, that we become spiritually, not only enlightened, but humanized. Okay? The fourth offense is the foundational proof is in the Vedas. So to blaspheme the Vedic literature and literature in persons in the Vedic version is also an offense of the Holy Name. Because Vedas direct us ultimately to the Holy Name in Kali Yuga. We are not living in Satya Yuga. So why we accept the methodology to purify ourselves in this Kali Yuga? That doesn't work. Because we are not holy. In Satya Yoga we were austere. Austerity was the means to purify. In Treta Yoga fire sacrifice was the means to purify. In Dwapara Yoga jhelu was the means to purify. In Kali Yoga holy. So we should not transgress the verdict of the Shastra. And instead, look at that, they are chanting mambo jambo. You chant mambo jambo. They are chanting koko kola, koko kola. And it will not come in that mouth. Better chant Hare Krishna. Right? So, Hare Krishna. So, blasphemy of Vedic literature. Persons of the Vedic version, the conclusions of these literatures we have to store and make our guidelines. So we cannot ask.
Otherwise, the holy name is becoming ineffective, even though we chant. It will be the different alphabets coming out from it. Not the effect of the holy name, which is love of God. Simply chanting and reciting alphabets. What's the bad if you chant with love and devotion, and the whole purpose is to be so clear that we cannot misunderstand. We have to keep it in mind. The fifth offense is to consider chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra to be imagination. The criticism of Vedas, thinking chanting is imagination. And another offense is to interpret the meanings of the words. These three are generally done by material education, what not words. If you have studied Sanskrit, then you know the grammar and you start making your own meaning. Now, that is an offense. We are transgressing. The meaning is given directly, by the Guru. Prabhupada said, Hare Krishna Mahamantra has three seeds, Hara, Krishna and Ram. Hara is the potency of the road, and Krishna is all attractive, and Ram is all pleasure, personality. This is the nature of the Lord Shri Krishna's personality. He is the reservoir of pleasure and is all attractive. Both two things are silent. Krishna was not ugly. Alright? To see Krishna, it means we are attracted to see him. The attractiveness is all attractive is Krishna. Akashaya is Krishna. Ramachandra, Ram, is a pleasure, a reservoir of the pleasure. But in Ramavatar, Ramachandra made everybody sad. Everybody sad. For the entire Ramayana, you see, the major Leela of Ram is nothing but tragic. He was not giving pleasure to anybody. But both his pleasure potency, Sita, and himself, they were imbued in performing Leela with so much potency of the heart that they cannot be separated. That is right. So, this fourth, fifth, and sixth offenses are generally those who are attended to be fucked up. They don't have after words in the name. They criticize the name. They misinterpret, Krishna is black, and he is attractive. Krishna is all attractive. The Guru feels the meaning. Because Krishna was black, it means he is black. Oh, Krishna is black. Krishna Paksha is there. Paksha means 15 days out of dark moon. This is Krishna, Pashupala Paksha. But that, you can't limit Krishna with your little understanding of Krishna is black. Why he is black? That Gangacharya is explaining when he gave the name. So there's a beautiful understanding there. And Jiva Goswami and all over the channel are giving so many critical understanding of this new one. Idani Krishna Gataha, therefore he is the name of Krishna. So Gangacharya explains that the black is the origin of the scientists today, they are looking into black hole. There is so much going on parallel, atheistic science and our theistic science. And they are grateful and they are enlightened. This is the reason. So we have to understand the significance of the holy name. And to protect our chanting pure, we have to remind ourselves of all these offenses. Seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name. Because this mentality is also creeping in. But purified heart will prevent himself from doing. So, nonetheless, if we have done, but then something bad bites in our heart, right? Oh, I have done something wrong. Then the holy name itself will pacify us. That is possible. But better not to come in. Why to waste our efforts? We could have done better, right? Then, eighth offense is to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra as to be a ritualistic activity, pious activity for some material benefit. Let's go karma. We are giving our hearts fully to my commitment of chanting 16 rounds minimum and following four regular principles for the pleasure of the world. That is not karma. It's devotional service. Even though we have to perform an activity, but the aim and objective is the pleasure of the Lord, then it is not karma. We are using, this is what we call, anybody can do. Now you are also a ritualistic person. But this is Pancharatriki, Vidhi. Vidhi means ritual, but Vidhi means progressive understanding accompanied by spiritual revelations. Yajna, yajna, pitch, everything has to be done in that. Why do we arrange all this? And is the ritual? No. Why we invoke Vishwakshetra and the Supreme Personality of God to witness? And all four Vedas are there now. We are offering everything to the pleasure of the yajna people. So, we are not ekarmakandi like the Brahmanas, Guru-yagya, Pitru-yagya, Deva-yagya. That's obligatory. Because you got from them, offer obligation. Where is the Vishnu? To perform directly, to have Lord Vishnu witness. He is coming, and even yajna is important to understand the difference between karma. Karma is going to be there as we are going to perform a ritual through our hands. It's called karma. But the karma for the pleasure of Vishnu is called yajna. Anything else that is not meant for pleasure of Krishna is going to bandha, karma bandha. But this is bandha chulvai. Karma bandha. Karma bandha. We are all bound up. Isko bhi yajna mein ahuti deni hoti hai, jab mar jaati hai. We have to do it. But it is just to burn our karmas. The karmas, the karma fall to burn the question. How will you burn the attachment and the entanglement? How will you burn? This is the burn. When we perform all the activities in Krishna consciousness. That is bhakti.
Bhakti, bhakti ke agni hoti.
The fire generated by the potential. Even if you say in the Shastra, you know, they meet Uma, Lord Shiva's wife, she wanted to attend her father who was performing a big yajna. But father insulted because he did not like his son-in-law. Huh? And Damat ko jangli kehta hai. This is the Shastra. तो अपनी लड़की को देखकर भी वो दक्ष शिव जी को गाली देते रहता है. एंड दिस वाज पियर्सिंग द हार्ट ऑफ पार्वती. आई मीन शी वाज नॉट उमा एट दैट टाइम. शी वाज उमा एंड शी सेड He does not know Krishna. So he said, because my father is an offender, I will give up this body which was generated by him. Therefore, because she was so devoted, you know, she could not bear the insult. And she shows how what kind of sacrifice it demands to protect the glory of the Supreme. Lord Shiva is our material father. He is the supreme person with material management. He is an expansion of Krishna. He is not only the person, but he has his position. And when he will become enraged, he will be master. He is not the creator, but he is the god to do tandavritya and finish everything. So Sati created the fire of devotion. That is original Sati. Not to simply die after husband passes away. That Sati is forbidden. Unless sadhvi and purity of that has been achieved, then it would be. But it's not a custom. There is a ritual, and that ritual is meaningless. Sara character bhauti bhota. Aur usko sati hone ki kya aashya. Therefore, we have to understand it in the right perspective. So, this is not karma kanda. Ninth offense is to instruct the faithless person to waste time. Those who cannot instill faith, we don't have to waste time and make it them understand the glory of Bhagavan. Even Devendra. It's difficult for instilling faith because they will be more attached to other senses than the qualities. They cannot take other senses. We were training few devotees. They took initiation also, but it's too difficult to tend to the qualities. We were running in Chupari and open the section. I think they are still there, but it is too difficult for them to. So, Prabhupada's as a priority, it's not that we cannot totally neglect, but this is the stumbling situation that the devotees find. Their attention goes to the dependency of other senses, that they lose hearing sense. Our speaking sense, you know. So, then we tell them right away. Still, that is a slow process. Remembrance is a shravana to them. When both the absence come, then there is a question of remembrance. So that is it. The tenth, the last difference is that even after understanding the efficacy of the whole thing that purifies us, we still keep material attached obstinately. Then it is like an elephant is taking bath in very clear, crystal clear water, and as soon as it comes out of the land, spreads again. So, material nature, material, it is a detachment has to be cultivated. It's not a tyaga. Tyaga is never working, but vairagya will work. There's a difference between tyaga and vairagya. Physical rejection of things is called tyaga. But vairagya means let it be there, use it Krishna conscious, but everything is Krishna's property. I may use in service of the devotees and the spreading Krishna knowledge. We can use anything. So, these are the 10 points. There are many other subsidies. There are seva aparadhas. These are the dhamma aparadhas. But seva aparadhas will be there. Then dhamma aparadhas is there. Vaishnava aparadhas we talked about the first and foremost. So, the categories of offenses. And when a devotee matures and puts something into practice, as for example, seva aparadha will be applicable on the altar as well as our conduct in the temple. We tell Prabhupada spread your legs showing to the deity. This is seva aparadha. Your presence is also going to serve the Supreme. Simply by glancing. But we cannot worship the Supreme from the left side, from the front side. So we have to be very careful. We have to be alert. If we say repeatedly, we will every day we do after recite all the time. In order to remind us throughout the day that at least we have to be aware. They are not like mantras that we have to recite. No. They are for our understanding. In Sanskrit, they are given, but they decide that at the same time one is to respond. In Krishna consciousness, if we have to speak something on the spiritual matter, even though it is in one word or one sloka, it takes many days. Because it is so much wealth of understanding. So, this is very important. So now, I'm calling one after, the union of excellences, which will grow up, then the deity, and one after another, we come to the union of excellences here. Then I will ask, are you promising chanting 60,000? Then we'll have a full recommendation. So, then I will give you your leave, and then again we'll sit down to offer all the oblations. With the